It's another day, another vault.
Ethan's pouring his into a mug, so he we don't get copyrighted or anything like that. This one's fun. We're live right now on the first one, which is kind of fun for the first time. He's a little nervous. I don't know why. We got Stu the Sloth with us. So
Stewie.
Rocking the vault shirts. These look good, by the way. So, hey, you want a vault shirt? Need to get you one. This episode, all about food.
All about food.
And we can talk about that for a while because we're both fat. I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. Thanks.
Hey, I said I was fat too.
Yeah.
Hit him with the... We're going to go back. One joke, one fact for this one. Hey, we may go back to two and two.
I'll hit him with the fact first.
I'm trying to read what people are saying. Look at the glare on Ethan's glasses. Hey.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
This is fun.
Fact for the day. The U.S. government banned sliced bread for a few months in 1943 due to the lack of a wax paper.
Sliced
bread. That's odd.
You can't make a sandwich. You gotta use, like, rolls.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, not in 1923 or whenever it was.
43.
40. Same thing. I don't listen. I'm getting text messages. I wonder if I should read them real quick.
No.
No? Okay. They may not be able to hear us.
They should be able to.
They should be. Hey, check it real quick. So we're going to keep on. Someone comment. Oh, yeah. See, I can hear.
We're good.
Hey, if you can hear us, please comment real quick so we can see. All right. Thank you very much. Yep. Yeah, there we go.
Can't tell the difference between Ethan and the Sloth.
Ooh. Well, and then Liz said, sadly, we hear you. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Anyway, continuing with the food theme, my joke. Why was the baby strawberry sad?
Why?
Because his parents were in a jam.
Oh,
that's a real knee slapper there for
you. That's a good dad joke.
That's what I like. Hey, food, we're fat, dad bods, dad jokes. That's what we're running with.
Yeah. I'll start it out this time with a question here.
Okay.
Are you a good cook?
I don't like putting this out there because, I mean, a lot of people are going to ask stuff of me now. But you know Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, God.
You know Bobby Flay?
Yeah.
If those two procreated and had a child, it's me.
You sure? Sure it's not the Sloth?
It's not you. It's not you. It's definitely me. I promise you. It's not Stu. I'm like...
Okay.
I'm like Gordon Flay. Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay's child. And then if you want to throw in Guy Fieri, a little hint to him.
Okay.
Got him. Are you a good cook?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
I will agree. I've had your cooking.
We're having steaks tonight.
Yeah, because I'm snowed in. That's another thing. Y'all should be thankful that... I'm sorry, I'm reading comments. This is bad for me. You should be thankful that we're here right now, that I'm here right now in Ethan's house, because it's snowing. Good thing I have a Jeep. Good thing I put that thing in four-wheel drive. It's a... I'm here.
Yeah.
And now we're recording for our 12 listeners listening right now. That's something. No one's ever heard us record live.
It's exciting.
Yeah. We're going to have a few mess-ups because I'm trying not to read that right now, but hey. It is what it is. All right, moving on. Are there any foods that you eat now that you did not eat as a child?
There's a list of them.
List. Did you write them down or did you just got them in your head?
No, I just got them in my head.
You got that notepad there. Good thing people can't see it. They're going to think you're useless over there.
Onions.
Yep, that's all mine.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, garbage.
Really?
Yep, garbage.
Why?
They taste like shit. Uh-oh. Shouldn't say that on Facebook Live. They are canceled. I apologize.
That's pretty much it, I think.
Yeah? Just those two. You said a list that you named, too.
I know.
I did see that. I think it was your dad that said cottage cheese. Hey, I've always been a fan of cottage cheese.
I don't like it.
That's good. Why?
It's gross.
Why?
It's garbage.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. I would say onions for me. I've been starting to eat a lot of onions lately. And, hey, I like them.
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
You can do a lot of things with onions.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say tomatoes, too, but I can't do, like, whole tomatoes, like, sliced tomatoes. I could do, like, chunks of tomatoes now.
Yeah.
Like, more in like salsa. Ooh, excuse me. Ugh. Do you always eat dinner with your family?
Yes.
I mean, you know, just my, you and Liz. So.
Yeah, just me and Liz now. Pretty much as long as she's home. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, 98% of the time. If I don't eat with my family, I eat with you. So I mean,
yeah, that's true.
The 2% of the time I'm not with my family, I'm eating with you. Or the part that it's like right in between, like,
yeah,
you guys haven't ate yet, but my parents have. So I'm like, I guess I'm eating alone tonight. Thanks.
Do you always eat vegetables?
Depends on what's out there. I mean, I'll eat not every vegetable, but I'll eat the majority of vegetables that are like presented in front of me.
Yeah.
Like green beans, carrots, okay. Potatoes. Is a potato a vegetable or is it a fruit?
A potato is a vegetable.
I know. I just want to see what you would say.
It's the tomato that's in question.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Tomato, it's potato. Tomato. Same damn thing. I don't know.
Tomato, potato, potato for my dad out there.
Yeah. Is that the Missouri folk?
I don't know. We were sitting at dinner last night. That's what he said. He said potato.
Potato. Hey, that's probably the same people that say Washington County.
I've never heard him say that. So.
You never heard your dad say that or anyone say that?
No, I've heard it said.
Oh, I was about to say. Just
not my dad. Oh, there we go. That sounds better.
I mean, I thought I sounded fine. What is your favorite restaurant? Like, in general, favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Definitely Krabby Daddy's.
Okay. Okay. What
about you?
I don't know what my favorite is. I really don't. I eat at a lot of places. Like, it's so hard to have just one favorite, like, overall favorite. I don't think I can say one favorite.
Give me your top two, then.
I don't think I can give you a top two. I've seen these questions. I've looked at them all day, and I'm still not prepared. Because I've been thinking about them. Like, I don't know what my favorite restaurant is. I really don't. It's hard for me. Now when we're breaking it down now, it's like favorite fancy restaurant. Like, I could probably name one of those. I don't really go to fancy restaurants, so I don't have a favorite fancy restaurant. I don't go to fancy restaurants.
Sorry, it was a blank stare.
That's too much. That's too rich for my blood. I mean, if I would have to say and throw one out there, I don't know. I can't even think of one.
As far as fancy, let's go Farmington fancy. 12 West.
I mean, I've ate there. Yeah, that's mine too. Because that's really the only... I mean, it's not, like, super fancy, but it's nice.
There was a restaurant in Gatlinburg... Or not Gatlinburg, in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
On the strip that me and Liz went and sat in and ate. And it was fancy. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah.
But it was fancy.
You don't even know what it was called, but it was fancy.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't look it up.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
That's hard. That is real hard.
You want me to...
Hardee's.
Ooh, wow. I don't even know if I'd put that in my top five. Really? Breakfast, yeah. Their biscuits and gravy smack. I don't know if I'd put it in my top five, though, for outside of breakfast. What do you like? No, let me guess. The Western. Double Western burger.
Oh, yep. I just had one on the way home, actually.
Oh, God. That's probably why we're talking about food today.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about food more often. I mean, we hit it in the insights part one for a little bit, but we didn't get, like, full-on foodie.
No, foodie?
Yeah, foodie. That's what you're going with? The word of the day, foodie.
Okay.
Favorite fast food? I'm going to toss-up. Chick-fil-A or Cane's?
Cane's. I forgot about Cane's.
Cane's.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. And I know a special someone is watching right now, and... She doesn't like Cane's.
No, she doesn't.
And I'm waiting for her to comment. I'm watching it, waiting for her to comment. And, I mean, I'm just waiting. I'm still waiting. She's not going to comment, but hey, Cane's is up there. Favorite casual sit-down restaurant? There it is. There's the comment. All right, favorite casual sit-down restaurant?
Other than Krabby Daddy's being my favorite restaurant, my favorite sit-down, my casual sit-down would be probably either Red Lobster or Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know. Longhorn's like good. I don't eat there enough though, because I have other places. Red Lobster is good. I like Olive Garden.
I like Olive Garden too.
I mean, also, I don't even know. Like, this is like, what do you consider Steak and Shake? Is it casual? Is it fast food? Is it a hybrid?
It's probably a hybrid.
Is it like the?
You know, because it's not fancy. Because all their food are, you know, it's
$5
cheap, and it's fast. But you can sometimes sit down or drive through.
Yeah, well, you better go sit down. It's going to take just as long in the drive through.
That's true.
And you're going to be sitting inside.
That's
true.
It
could be snowing outside. You could be sitting inside. Is the Steak and Shake like a hybrid, like The Nightmare Before Christmas, and we said it was a Thanksgiving movie? Because yeah, it was a Halloween movie based on Christmas?
Yeah.
Yep, so it's another hybrid.
That's fair.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite steak place?
Big fan of Texas Roadhouse.
What's your favorite casual sit-down place?
Oh, I said Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden.
Ooh,
okay.
I do like O'Charley's, though.
Never had it.
They have some pepper jack wedges. It's like the triangle.
Yeah.
Like mozzarella sticks, but in triangles, but with pepper jack cheese
okay
in it. Oh, fantastic.
That sounds pretty good,
it's,
honestly.
It's fire. What was your question?
Your favorite steak place?
Oh, Texas Roadhouse for sure.
See, it's a toss-up between Texas Roadhouse and Longhorn.
But let's be real. You got to go Texas. You got to give Texas the edge because those rolls at Texas
that's
are
fair
unmatched.
That's fair.
Unmatched. It's okay, not even close.
Their steaks, both of them are very tender. Probably the tenderest steaks I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go to Texas, no matter what Texas Roadhouse you're going to go to, you're going to get a good cut steak.
Always.
And cooked good. If you say you want it medium, they're going to cook it medium. I can't read what people are writing, so I'm just ignoring that. So, hey, I'll read them later.
The Olympic Steakhouse in Fredericktown. The okay beef steak. Oh, that's from Jeremy.
I've never ate there. Is it good?
Me either.
Hey. Thank you, Jeremy. We'll try that out. What are you saying? This is like listening to two guys who have never traveled outside this round. You are not wrong. Hey, I will say, though, if you're ever in Columbia, Missouri, G&D Steakhouse, it's tiny. There's probably enough room for 20 people there. They got good steaks, though. Real good steaks. Like, not overly expensive, but hey, they're good. I mean, I've never had a limp. I've never, like, I don't go, when I go to other places, I don't go like to steakhouse. I like, I try like their local places. So, I mean, I don't go to the big chain.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to remember a lot of local places you go to.
Very hard. You know, like that one I went to in Nashville. I don't remember the name of it.
No, but it was good.
It was great.
Yeah.
They had some kind of fancy mac and cheese or something.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
I do remember that.
I like the mac, if you go to the places to cook the mac and cheese in the cast irons.
That's what it was.
Gotta go there.
That's what it was.
I don't even know the name, but we're gonna go there.
It's on the strip past AJ's bar.
Okay.
On the corner. How do you like your meat cooked? As far as, you know, steaks.
I was about to say, chicken, I like it done. I don't want no salmonella. I don't like no salmon and illas in my chicken.
Okay.
Steak. Medium's as far as it can go. Like, you cook it past medium, you just ruin the steak.
Yeah.
Between medium rare and medium, depending on the cut.
Right.
But I'm just right there in between.
You get a good sirloin, you're talking more on the medium rare side of it. You get a New York strip, it's got to be more medium.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's always in between medium rare and medium.
Yeah.
You can't go, those people that's like medium well, garbage. You can say well done. If I go to a steakhouse with you and you say well done, you're getting kicked out. I'm leaving you. I'm putting you at a different table. I'll be like, hey, where's the children's table? Because that's where you need to sit. That is just garbage.
Yeah.
That's a
trash.
That's for garbage people.
I used to only eat
well done
steaks.
See,
and then
we wouldn't be podcasting right now if you only ate well done steaks.
And then I started dating Liz. And she made me eat a steak that wasn't done.
That
and I liked it.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And I liked it.
You like
it was good.
You like poking and seeing that little juice come out? Oh.
It gives it so much more flavor.
Hey.
It's like, once you cook it over medium, you cook the flavor out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, sometimes if you go like get like fries with a steak, and then you have the fries that are soaked in that steak juice.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. I'll tell you what. It's making me hungry thinking about it right now. Good thing we're having steak tonight.
Yeah, good thing.
It's a real good thing. I got something in my eye and I can't see. What's the next question?
Do you want me to blow on it?
No, God, no. That's the last thing these people to see right now is you blowing into my eye. Gosh. We got stew for in between us for a reason.
What's your favorite chicken place?
Chicken?
I'm right there with you, whatever your answer is.
Oh, Chick-fil-A or
Eddie B's. What?
Oh, I thought we was going fast food.
No.
Hattie B's, yeah, Hattie B's is delicious. Okay, this isn't really a chicken place, but it has the best buffalo chicken sandwich I've ever ate in my entire life.
Okay.
Cincinnati, it's called O'Malley's in the Alley. I remember that place because it's the best buffalo chicken sandwich.
I've heard of it.
Dude, I tell you what, if you go in the alley entrance for like the full experience, you look like you're going to go down a dark alley and just not end up in a good place. I'm going to tell you that right now. You may get taken advantage of. I don't know. I really don't. But it looks like a little Irish house sitting there. They put bacon on it if you want it. I got bacon on it because I'm not dumb. Oh, I tell you what, baby, that was good. And another good buffalo chicken sandwich, I've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
Three Kings in St. Louis. There's three different locations.
Yeah, I think that's the fourth time you've mentioned it on the podcast. I don't
care. It's delicious. They got spicy chicken toasted ravioli as well. Oh, delicious. But yeah, Hattie B's is up there. We're going to have to, when we go to, that's what we should do. We should just travel. Take the podcast with us. Try different food reviews. Hey, we may do that. We may do a live food review sometime.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah. Ooh, foreign country foods, their snacks.
I'm not going to a foreign country.
No, not going. Ordering the foreign country snacks.
Oh, okay.
And then going live, eating it, giving reviews.
Okay. Going to the Chinatown, wherever that's at in that city.
I was just going to say, we go get on Amazon after this and see...
Just
snacks.
Order it. Snacks, chips or crickets.
Or candy.
Okay.
Yeah, you took it too far. I wasn't going that far. Okay. What's your favorite burger place? We'll go sit down and fast food.
Sit down? Definitely Backwoods.
I knew you were going there. I knew it.
I've never had a better burger.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
I'll argue with you. You have not.
You've never had my better burger.
Have you even had a burger from Backwoods?
Yes.
Once.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It was good. Don't get me wrong. We're getting heated right now. I'm yelling. I don't need to be yelling on this podcast. It's not the best. It's good. It's not the best. I'm not calling it garbage because it is good.
Is it the best burger around here?
I'll give you that. Yes.
Okay.
From what I've tried, yes.
Okay.
Well, how far out around here are we going?
30 miles.
Okay, yeah.
40 miles?
I don't know. That's getting Festus area from my house.
Okay.
Because, Main and Mill, they have a great...
Never been there.
Dude, we'll have to go. They have a great... I think we'll talk about this. Their little syrup, maple syrup burger.
Yeah, you've talked
about
that.
You can dip the fries in there. It's so good. But my best burger, Dyer's Burgers, on Bill Street in Memphis.
She's talking about the sloth.
Hey, you leave the sloth out of this. people are commenting. I loved this. Loved this. I did this. I did the podcast. Dyer's Burgers. It was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. So it's a good burger. Go there. It's like an old diner, honestly. Okay. It's the best burger I've ever had. Honestly. It's so good. All right. Favorite fast food burger?
Fast food burger?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to say that because I don't.
Because you don't want me to answer it.
I don't want you to answer it. Hey, don't answer this. Favorite fast food burger?
Artie's.
Wow.
No, hear me out.
Wow.
The Western burger.
Just the Western burger. Not the Western burger. Hardy's.
No. Burger King's up there.
Oh, see, I think... Okay, we're going to get into this.
Burger King's overrated for sure, but... Okay,
that's coming up. Shh.
Sorry, God.
One at a time, man. That's why I lose focus. That's why our podcast is where it should be. I lose focus. I'm a dummy. I think I got a boogie. Sorry, people. favorite burger place? Do I got a boogie?
No.
Okay.
You're fine.
I feel something. I'm going to say Whataburger.
Okay. I see. I've never had it. But they're expanding.
Yeah. They may be coming to Kansas City.
I have to go up there and try it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I lied. I've been thinking what my favorite restaurant is. Saying Kansas City reminded me. Joe's Barbecue in Kansas City. It's my favorite. Oh, I love it. Okay. Z-Man brisket. Let me just paint you a picture. Bun.
Bun.
Brisket.
Brisket.
Provolone.
Provolone.
Onion ring.
Onion ring or rings?
Onion ring.
Big one?
Big one.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Bun.
And a bun. Are the buns toasted?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're delicious.
I'm just asking.
And if you want, you can get it in their smoked chicken. Instead of barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Spicy mayo.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
Their chicken, buffalo sauce.
Buffalo sauce. No. You can't be making changes when you've never had it.
It just sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, buffalo chicken, yes, anywhere. But you can't make changes when you've never had it. You got to try the original.
That's fair.
Okay. Whataburger, but that's like not around here. Five Guys is good.
Never had it, but I do have a gift card to go there.
Hey, there you go.
A $25. Well, just for me.
There you go. Okay. Least favorite / overrated restaurants. Burger King. Out the window. Trying to think what else I would say.
I'll agree with you on Burger King.
Wendy's. Dude, no, I like Wendy's.
Really?
I do.
Wendy's is okay.
I like them. I kind of got to throw Hardee's out there. Okay. We're going burger-wise, too. Sonic's burgers are absolutely trash.
Yeah, I don't like their burgers.
I'll eat their chicken.
Chili cheese tots.
Oh, they're regular cheese tots.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, hear me out, though. I know this is not off. This is off topic, but underrated restaurant. Gets slept on. Little DQ.
Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Their food's not that bad.
Honey barbecue, chicken tenders.
Their chicken's good. If they're plain chicken, their burgers are good.
Yes.
Hey, ice cream, top notch. I mean, I like custard better, but hey.
Yeah.
Out of what we have here, and most places, if you're going fast food ice cream, I mean, tell me something that's better than Dairy Queen. I can't think of anything.
I mean, maybe a brisket at Arby's.
I said ice cream.
Oh. I didn't hear that.
I said, name something better, fast food ice cream. Maybe a brisket at Arby's. I mean, hey. God.
My bad.
Arby's?
It's slightly slept on.
I'm going to say I'm more slightly overrated.
We'll agree to disagree.
Oh, another good little burger fast food place.
Okay.
Culver's.
That one's slept on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, no. I got it. Best fast food burger besides Whataburger. You say O'Reilly's?
O'Reilly's. Right there down the street.
I thought you said O'Reilly's. I'm like, that's auto parts, but hey. Yeah. Rally's. Oh, no. Rally's is. I forgot about Rally's, but I was going White Castle.
Yeah.
You can't be White Castle. No, their cheese fries, delicious. Their I may put White Castle as my favorite fast food restaurant. It's pretty. It's up there. It's so good. The toilet doesn't thank me later, but hey. My mouth does. It was It's delicious.
Yeah.
I like Rally's, though. Their fries are delicious.
They're very good.
Okay. I know we're getting off our list. That's fine. Because it's still food.
You're going to ask me what my favorite fry is. Gotcha.
Holy shit, he got it. Do you like curly or regular first? What do you prefer?
Both.
No, what do you prefer? Life or death?
Regular.
Thank you. We're not garbage people that like curly
Hardee's,
fries.
Hardee's fries.
No.
What?
No. 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 No.
I just said Hardee's, so that's why I'm saying.
No. No. Shake Shack fries.
Never had them.
Oh, Shake Shack in general is delicious. They're crinkle cut.
Oh, okay.
But they're like a thicker crinkle cut. They're not like a thin White Castle crinkle cut.
Yeah.
Culver's fries are good.
Kohler's fries are good, too.
Hey, hear me out. Potato cakes from Arby's?
Potato cakes are always good.
Oh.
No, yeah. No matter what.
Can't beat them. If you could eat any kind of snack... Oh, okay, never mind. If you could eat any kind of snack-type food every day and never gain a pound, what would it be? I'll read that again. If you could eat any kind of snack-type food every day, every single damn day, and never gain a pound, what would it be?
Definitely Puppy Chow.
That's for dogs. Just kidding. No. I get it. I know.
I eat it every day anyway.
Why?
Because it's good.
I was just wondering if you had a reason behind it.
No, because it's easy to grab right there at Casey's. I just grab it and
go. Here's my thing.
Listen.
Potato chips. So many different flavors. So many different kinds. You can go rippled. You can go wavy. Because there's a difference. Rippled has more grooves. Yeah. Wavies are wavier. Plain. You can go Pringles. You can go Lay's. You can go Cheetos. I mean, there's so many different kinds. You'll never get tired. I eat chips all the time. What's your favorite chip?
Like brand?
No, chip. Like specific chip.
A chip that I would just eat like all day, every day.
Yeah, like any chip. Like, hey, you got this chip for the rest of your life. It's the only chip you can ever eat again. Which one's it going to be? It's got to be your favorite. So which one is it?
Lay's dill pickle.
Oh, okay. See, I'm tied. Lay's Flamin' Hot dill pickle. You didn't like those because you're a little puss.
Too hot for me.
Or Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
See, we got a fan on there. Well, no, it's not a fan. It's a hater. Liz with sour cream.
Sour cream chips?
Yeah.
Like sour cream and onion?
Yeah.
Oh, I like those. Do you not like those?
Yeah.
Then why are you calling her a hater?
Because that's all she does is hate on us.
You're not wrong. But, yeah, Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
Okay.
That's for sure. While we're on this whole snack type food, we've kind of glanced over it. Favorite? Snack cake.
Definitely the Christmas tree cakes.
Not even close. It's not close. It's the Christmas tree cakes.
I thought you were about to argue with me.
No, I'm not going to argue.
I'm right. No, you're definitely right.
And if people say otherwise, I'm going to look you straight in the eyes right now. You're wrong. You're garbage. Stu's... Oh, you messed him up. It took so long to set him up where he was our height.
No, he's not.
God, Stu, I apologize. And it's going to really confuse people that are not watching us, that are just listening to us on Monday when this comes out. They're going to be like, who's Stu? Why is he not talking? Well, it's because he's a stuffed sloth. That's why. No, but for sure, Christmas tree cakes.
Yeah.
And not the big ones. I know you can get the big ones. They taste different.
Oh, the small ones.
The small ones, yeah.
Perfect.
I like Cosmic Brownies a lot, too.
Those are good.
Yeah. All right. This one, this is where we get heated.
Yeah, because you don't like.
Underrated? Like. No, we'll go favorite condiments from 1 to 5. Number 1 being your favorite, 1 to 5.
Okay. 1, ketchup.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Ranch. I know.
Keep on going.
Mustard.
Okay.
And I don't have a fifth.
Okay.
Buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Okay. So me, 1, barbecue. 2, buffalo. 3, mayo.
See, I'm a
mayo. 4, mustard. 5, ketchup.
Okay. See, we have the same thing in there.
Except for ranch, because that is the most disgusting thing I have ever eaten in my life.
You're getting hate for that one.
I don't care. I just know that every single person that likes ranch is absolutely wrong.
Oof.
You had the worst taste buds you've ever... Like, I don't know how to describe it other than your taste buds are garbage.
Ouch.
I really don't.
That hurts. Not really. It doesn't, because I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either. Let's go like favorite specialty sauce. Like... Chick-fil-A sauce, Big Mac sauce. Number 1's obviously Cane sauce.
Obviously
Cane. We're just going to keep on moving at that. Chick-fil-A sauce is good. I'm sure you've had it.
It's okay.
It's sweeter.
Yeah.
I don't like Big Mac sauce.
I like Cane's.
Oh, Cane's for sure. Every day. Well, that was easy enough. So I think it's to the time that the 9 people that are still live watching us have came here for.
Yeah, we got upwards of 20.
Yeah, we got some names on there. I promise you, we're not cheating you. I don't really know how to. Can you flip? Can you grab it?
Yeah.
Grab that. We'll even show everybody. Grab that. Oh, yep. Grab it. Yep. Flip it. Here we go. We're going to spin this wheel. Everyone's name's on there, I promise you.
Here we go.
And here...
Who's going to win?
The $50 gift card. Congratulations.
Congrats, Sarah.
Sarah Schneiders, congratulations to you. Wow. I mean,
hey, good for you. I know I'm a little...
That's a hater right there. That said, haha, 12. No, there was actually 19. Thank you very much. Congratulations. You just won a $50 gift card to the place of your choosing. We will message you. Congrats. We'll message you, figure everything out. But other than that, we'll be doing another one probably soon. As long as you guys continue to share us, give us listeners, continue listening, we'll probably do another one soon. We like doing this. It was fun.
It was very fun. It was interesting going live for the first time.
It was. Well, we may start doing this more often.
Yeah.
For everybody. But definitely doing more podcasts. Obviously doing more podcasts, but more giveaways. Yeah. If you guys continue to share, we really need your support too. I mean, we're doing this, one, because we like to, and two, for you guys, because, I mean, we've got pretty good feedback so far. So thank you for that. As always, I mean, I should have put her name on the wheel, but Margot Robbie, she definitely should have won that. I definitely should have put like 6 of her names in there. That way I could have actually talked to her and be like, hey, you want a gift card on my podcast? And then I should have done that. I'm a dummy. Other than that, I think we're pretty much Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, Gucci flip-flops.